This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Biden presidency is to humiliate the rest of us and think less of our own country, the place where we were born. You can just imagine Barack Obama and Susan Rice and Ron Klain, people who truly dislike the United States as currently constituted, saying, let's make this guy president. That'll grind it in our face, a guy who can barely talk. So it's hard to hear anything Joe Biden says because it's hard for him to say anything. But if you listen carefully or read a transcript, you will learn what he just said is that we're releasing 1 million barrels per day for a total of more than 180 million barrels from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve, which is held in caverns in a couple of states. How much is that? It's a staggering figure. So let's put it in context. The reserve can hold more than 700 million barrels total, but it didn't have that because Congress, by the way, as you haven't been paying attention, has been selling off our strategic petroleum reserve to pay off debt. So by the time Joe Biden arrived, there was far less than that. There was about 568 million barrels of oil in the strategic petroleum reserve. Now, no president in American history has ordered a drawdown this large. In 1991, at the beginning of Operation Desert Storm, which was an actual war with real American soldiers involved, the U.S. government released 17 million barrels of oil as a way of assuring a stable supply of global crude. The U.S. released just 20 million barrels after Hurricane Katrina destroyed parts of the Gulf Coast where so many refineries are. But now we're releasing many times that figure from the reserve, all to protect the Democratic Party from getting what it deserves in the midterm elections in November. And as a result of that unbelievably reckless, in fact, criminal decision, our strategic oil reserves are now at their lowest level in nearly 40 years, and they are dropping fast. Again, none of this needed to happen. There was no reason to tap our strategic petroleum reserve when we could produce the energy here, and were, in fact, producing it until Joe Biden took office. But at the same time, you have to be honest, principles of supply and demand would suggest that this would work in the short term. Releasing all this oil should have lowered gas prices until the reserve ran out, which it will. So you inject more petroleum into the market and prices for gas should drop. But here's the amazing thing. That's not happening. Since Joe Biden started releasing all this oil from our reserves, which he does not own, you do, we do, what has happened to gas prices? They haven't dropped. They've kept going up. Huh? In mid-June, the price of both regular unleaded and diesel, critically, hit all-time highs, well over $5 a gallon nationally. How could this be? It really was a mystery. It violated the most basic rules of economics. But now, thanks to a new report in Reuters, we know why. It turns out the oil being released isn't for us. It's going to India and China. According to Reuters, and we're quoting, more than 5 million barrels of oil that were part of a historic U.S. emergency reserve release to lower domestic fuel prices were exported to Europe and Asia last month. The piece continues, quote, cargoes of SPR crude, oil from our reserves, were also headed to the Netherlands and to a Reliance refinery in India, an industry source said. A third cargo, buckle your seatbelt, headed to China. To China. So as gas prices set records in this country, as American citizens who are born here and vote and pay taxes cannot afford to fuel their own cars, the Biden administration is selling off our emergency oil reserves to China. That's not an indictable offense. It's certainly an impeachable one. And they should impeach him for that. Are they going to sell the redwood forest to China next? How about the water rights to the Great Lakes? That's the equivalent of what he just did. Now, if you're keeping track, they didn't even need it. China and India already have access to very cheap oil from Russia. Why? Thanks to the Biden administration's lunatic ban on Russian oil imports. For moral reasons, it was a moral victory. The people of Ukraine, remember that? Zelensky. He was George Washington, said George W. Bush. You wouldn't know George Washington if he got in the shower with him. According to customs data, China spent $19 billion on Russian oil, gas, and coal earlier this year. That's double the amount they spent over the same period last year. India spent $5 billion on Russian oil. That's up five times from what they spent a year ago. So we just made Russia a ton of money. That's why the ruble is so strong as the dollar is getting weaker. Russia has raked in $13 billion in additional revenue from India and China compared to the same period last year. Following all this? This is how we're punishing our enemies? By selling off our own most valuable assets and watching Russia and India and, my God, China get richer? Now, on top of all of that cheap Russian oil, China is getting petroleum from our emergency petroleum reserves. The crude, by the way, in the SPR is the best crude that we have. It's called medium sour.
We have a giant sale going right now of amazing products that you and your family really, really need. And we also need the funding to stay on air and not have InfoWars shut down. You need these products. These are all amazing products at great prices at InfoWarsStore.com. It's the July 4th super sale, and it starts today. You have 50% off plus double Patriot points on Brain Force Plus, Ultra 12, Vitamin D3 Gummies, Ultimate Krill Oil, that's a huge deal, Lung Cleanse Plus, Fizzy Magnesium, Prostagard, Ultimate Fish Oil, VasoBeat Complete, 40% off on Knockout Sleep Support, Alpha Power, Living Defense Plus, Whole Food Multivitamin, Pollen Block, Survival Shield X2, all Dr. Jones Natural products, massively discounted 40%, and up to 60% off in Double Patriot points on Super Female Vitality, and finally, save a massive 75% off on Hair and Beard Support Formula. It's 75% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And don't forget that Alex Jones is Right t-shirt while you're there.
The 7th, 2022, and of course the big news here in the United Kingdom, despite the fact that it basically has no impact, no relevance on the future of the country either way, is the resignation of Prime Minister Boris Johnson. And for our American listeners and viewers, you probably don't know the exact reason why he resigned, because it's not really a centerpiece of the issue. The whole debate in the United Kingdom right now is, okay, he's resigned. Is he going to leave immediately? Who's going to be the prime minister in the short term until the Conservative Party holds a new leadership election? Who is the next prime minister going to be after that? That's what they're talking about. What they're not talking about is the reason that he left. Okay, Boris Johnson came to power on a raft of promises that were all broken. He's completely abandoned his principles down the line on every single issue. Was he forced to resign because he signed up the United Kingdom to follow this disastrous Great Reset green agenda that's already bankrupting other countries, that's causing riots and mass demonstrations in Italy, in Germany, and specifically right now in the Netherlands? Was he forced to resign because he basically had his wife in there, Carrie Johnson, this big eco-mentalist, running that portion of the government, signing us up to all this Great Reset World Economic Forum crap that's going to bankrupt our nation? No, he wasn't forced to resign for that. Was he forced to resign because our borders are like sieves, completely broken down? We've got what now experts are saying potentially 100,000 illegal boat migrants arriving by the end of the year. They continue to flood into the country by their hundreds on a daily basis. What does Boris Johnson's government do? Gives them a red carpet service, gives them free hotel rooms at taxpayer expense, plans to put 1,500 young migrant men in little villages of 700 residents like Linton-on-Ouse. Was he forced to resign for that? No. Was he forced to resign for implementing the disastrous, damaging policy of lockdown, despite the fact that before it was implemented, and as a certain amount of other countries, a few other countries in Europe, Sweden and Serbia, refused to implement lockdowns, ended up having a lower mortality rate than the United Kingdom, Johnson was set to resist the pressure to impose that draconian, abhorrent, brutalist lockdown on the United Kingdom, which, as all the studies have proven since, was the completely incorrect decision. He went ahead and imposed it anyway. Was he forced to resign for the outrage of lockdown? No. He was forced to resign because he didn't respond properly to a gay man groping somebody in a nightclub. That's literally the reason why Boris Johnson has been forced to resign. Headline out of BBC, Chris Pincher suspended, this is from 5 days ago, as Tory MP after groping allegation. Okay, so this Conservative Party MP, part of the same party as Boris Johnson, was in a nightclub in central London quote, extremely drunk on Wednesday night last week, and he groped two male guests while being extremely drunk at this nightclub, this gay Tory MP. Boris Johnson has been forced to resign because he didn't respond properly to a gay man groping two other men in a late night club when he was pissed off his face. That's literally the reason he's gone. Absolutely incredible. No one's talking about that, though. Apparently, that's a big outrage. Oh, my God, offended. People are so offended over that. It's literally nothing. Obviously, it's an unpleasant experience for the victims, but that's why the Prime Minister's left office. Clown country, clown world. Remix News reports, who are the favourites to succeed Boris Johnson? And you've got this raft of outpouring of glee and celebration and gusto from the left in the United Kingdom, who actually believe that Boris Johnson was overseeing a, quote, at best, right-wing administration and at worst, fascist government in the United Kingdom. They think they've basically toppled Mussolini. The guy opened the borders up to a degree that we've got 100,000 illegal boat migrants just sailing right on in and being rescued by our own government. Apparently, that's right-wing to do that. It's right-wing to sign up to all the Great Reset, zero carbon, green agenda cuts that the World Economic Forum is pushing on Europe. It's conservative to mess up Brexit and not actually be able to extricate yourself from the European Court of Human Rights, which is why their policy of deporting illegal immigrants to Rwanda completely failed, because we were still subject to that court. But they think they've toppled Mussolini or Hitler. In reality, the country isn't going to move in either direction to any degree. It's a childlike understanding of politics, of the system in Britain itself, to think that getting rid of Boris Johnson is going to shift the needle to any degree, one way or another. Because look at the people who are favourites to succeed him. Headline, Remix News, who are the favourites to succeed Boris Johnson? One of them, the favourite in fact, is Ben Wallace, the former soldier in the British Army who voted against Brexit. He's a Remainer, he's a globalist, he's a deep stater. Let's go to this video now, though, of Nigel Farage. He did an interview about Boris Johnson with GB News, talking about this a couple of hours ago. Here is Nigel Farage.
In the end, we talk about this, there's a lot of people who still like Boris, but there are a lot of people who feel he's done quite a lot of damage to the Conservative Party and its brand.
Oh, I think that's right. And I think that's why this had to happen. I think, you know, number one, trust, integrity, decency, truthfulness, that's big. But also on the policies, which is the thing that really upsets me. They've gone so far away. High taxes, big state, immigration running at record levels. I mean, there's a list as long as your arm of things they've done that just aren't consistent with what people expected. I heard what Steve said. There was no humility in the speech at all. Just the herd, these idiots.
The eccentric decision.
Yeah. They all turned against me. They're all fools. And he sort of trumpeted at what he saw as he saw his achievements. Do you know what? I just feel... And I'd be more critical of him than almost anybody.
He's a load of valedictorian.
Do you know what? Don't kick a man when he's down. Yeah. He's had a pretty rough day. Yeah. And
it's another thing, you know. I always think about Boris Johnson. This is a man, when asked why he left journalism and in politics, he said, well, journalists don't have statues built to him. And I remember a body conference last year. People were talking about this being the Johnson decades. You know, this was a man that was going to win. He did the biggest majority since Thatcher in the 80s for the Conservatives. He was going to win the next election. We had to get used to Johnsonism. And yet, here we are today where he's going to struggle to beat Theresa May's tenure in office.
Yes.
He's going to be a Callaghan, a Brown, a second-rate, let's be honest about it, a second-rate Prime Minister.
Yes, a second-rate Prime Minister,
but
in terms of history,
yeah.
All right, you know, I could say, look, he joined the Brexit campaign at 5 minutes to midnight. But he did join the Brexit campaign, and it was important that he did. And somebody had to cut the Gordian knot in 2019, and Johnson did that. And nobody can take that away from him. As I say, I felt for months he ought to go. I felt for months he was taking the party towards an electoral cliff edge at the next election. But on a day like today, I think let him have his moment. I'm not going to kick him whilst he's down. There will be friction next week. There'll be more calls from the majors and people like that for him not to have this 10-week period. I suspect ultimately the party probably will let him have it.
And just very finally, you know, the election's less than 2 years away.
Mm.
The polls aren't that bad for the Conservative Party, but the economy's going to get a lot worse. Let's be frank about
yes.
that. Do you think the Conservatives could still? I mean, it would be unprecedented, I think,
for them
to win a fifth.
Only if it would be a fifth term.
Yeah.
Only if they learn the lesson of Brexit, which isn't just about leaving the EU. It's about completely changing the shape of British politics. It needs radical reform and change. It needs a House of Lords that's got rid of an electoral system that has a degree of proportionality, a postal vote system that's cleaned up, bring back trust into the whole system, and maybe even a mechanism by which people can call referendums on big issues if they wanted to. If they did that and became the party of radical reforming change, they could win a fifth term.
There's Nigel Farage, and when we come back on the other side, we're going to talk about the revolt against the liberal world order, massive protests unfolding in the Netherlands, and they're now spreading to Germany, to Italy, and to Poland as the backlash against the green agenda sweeps the continent. We'll be back. Summit.news. Don't go away.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. Simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Live from London, England, it's Paul Joseph Watson with Summit.News.
Well, as we covered earlier in the broadcast, it has been revealed that the Biden administration sent 5 million barrels of oil that were part of a historic US SPR release to Europe, to Asia, to basically enemies of America, like China, even as Americans struggle, of course, with the chronic cost of living crisis, which Europeans are also struggling with, and sky-high gas prices. So they're sending the oil to China. In Europe, now we have the government in the Netherlands trying to pass laws, restrictions, that basically mean they will pay, give a paltry amount of money, to Dutch farmers to not produce food. Again, stripping the country of its sovereignty, making it completely dependent on foreign imports, making it a serf of the Great Reset. We had an article yesterday, Dutch police fire live rounds at anti-green agenda protesters. This has been bubbling under the surface for months. It's now erupted. They lied about firing live rounds on protesters. They said the protesters were driving into police officers. Complete baloney. Video shows nothing of the sort. This video went up a couple of hours ago. It explains everything behind the protest, why they're doing it, and why this is going to spread across the continent. This is revolt against the liberal world order. Here it is. Let's check in on how the general public is reacting to the liberal world order. Net zero, climate change cuts, the green agenda. What are we saying? Good thing? Bad thing? Seems pretty unanimous. The Netherlands, yellow vests, 2.0. But what's the beef? Well, it turns out that Dutch farmers aren't too pleased about climate change technocrats passing laws which will completely destroy their livelihoods. The government plans to restrict nitrogen and ammonia emissions by at least 50% by 2030. Problem being, fertilizers contain a large amount of nitrogen oxide and livestock produce ammonia in their urine and feces. Result? Farmers will be forced to cull 30% of their livestock, putting many of them out of business forever. Highlighting how this is a selective attack, the same regulations won't be applied to the airline industry. Still, at least the farmers are finding a use for all that unwanted feces by spraying it on government buildings. Tractors are also being used to block food distribution centres, sending a message to the government about what happens when you f*** with farmers. Some farmers even brought their cows to the Dutch parliament, threatening to slaughter them on the streets. Fishermen have also joined the cause, blocking ports. Farmers in Italy have also begun their nascent rebellion, threatening to take their tractors to Rome. They're joined by Polish farmers, who are also marching in the streets. But authorities in the Netherlands have responded by telling demonstrators to go whistle. And just like Trudeau did in Canada, demonizing them as extremists, culminating in an incident earlier this week where police fired live rounds at protesters in their tractors. Cops claimed the protesters were trying to run over the officers, but video shows that that clearly didn't happen.
Thank you. Hoe krijg ik dit in schat voorspelen?
Nee joh, hey, wapens jongen, wapens!
Hey, Wolle, rij weg jongen, rij weg! Wapens is daar!
Yeah.
Despite bullet holes in the tractors, by some miracle no one was injured. And take a look at this prick. Who does he think he is? Rambo, when BLM protested, Dutch cops took the knee. But when working class people slowly drive their cars at a protest, they get guns pointed in their face. They even changed the law so that cops who kill protesters are completely immune from manslaughter charges. Authorities have also allegedly planted agent provocateurs to infiltrate the protests, presumably to both frame them for violence and to spy on activist leaders. Yeah, if these fellas glow any brighter, they're going to outshine the sun. Activists have accused the government of cowing to globalist climate change policies at the behest of the World Economic Forum. And its infamous leader, the wannabe Bond villain, Klaus Schwab.
Klaus Schwab. From the World Economic Forum.
So we will see definitively a lot of anger.
Schwab's warning about increasing anger seems pretty prescient until you realise it's the globalist control freak green agenda that he fronts that's causing all the anger.
A lot of anger.
The Netherlands is one of the largest exporters of meat in the world and the largest in Europe. Why, when we're in a global food crisis caused by the current thing, are they imposing policies that would jeopardise the food security of hundreds of millions of people? Why is Denmark, Belgium and Germany all considering the same measures? Western governments paying farmers to not produce food? Do they actually want to create a famine? Is this why they're preparing us all to eat bugs?
These are grasshopper kebabs.
Technocrats order us to get used to energy rationing, limits on hot water, limits on the very temperature at which you're allowed to heat your own home, while Davos elites, fresh from landing at lavish resorts in luxury private jets, insist nations shouldn't exercise their sovereignty to upset the global green agenda, while Prince Charles tells you to stop taking hot baths and forget about your annual family holiday. He prances around on CO2 belching helicopters to, quote, avoid the traffic, while Bill Gates tells people entering fuel poverty that they should start paying carbon taxes, and amplifies the Davos mantra that private property for the average person will become a bygone relic, as he voraciously snaps up record amounts of farmland across the United States. So they want to drastically reduce our living standards, leaving us starving and impoverished.
We need to accept that there will be some pain in the process.
A lot of anger.
Is that the end game of the green agenda? The liberal world order? Surely not. But wait. The fact checkers have arrived. Reuters says there's no evidence the Dutch government is working with the World Economic Forum to impose the Great Reset. That's the same Reuters that enjoys an exclusive partnership for content distribution with the World Economic Forum. I'm sure they're totally not biased at all. Meanwhile, on the flip side of the coin, as working class farmers get brutalised, upper middle class climate change activists and eco-warriors get treated with kid gloves. Tarquin, Tabitha, Fifi and friends are now gluing themselves to works of art to bring attention to the climate crisis. The same climate crisis being pushed by every major institution, legacy media outlet and government in the West. Yeah, if your rhetoric mirrors that of every establishment tentacle in existence, ever considered that you're not part of the rebellion and that you're doing the bidding of the very same establishment you claim to oppose? Turns out one of these Just Stop Oil activists has clocked up 50,000 air miles in the last 5 years alone, while virtue signalling about the dire threat posed by CO2 emissions. She's been personally responsible for emitting 13 tons of carbon dioxide. It's okay when we do it. While these useful idiots advocate for the globalist Great Reset that would exacerbate the already chronic cost of living crisis and are afforded lavish sympathetic media coverage and a light touch by authorities, working class people across Europe are seeing their futures decimated. And whenever they dare speak...
We have a giant sale going right now of amazing products that you and your family really, really need. And we also need the funding to stay on air and not have InfoWars shut down. You need these products. These are all amazing products at great prices at InfoWarsStore.com. It's the July 4th super sale, and it starts today. We have 50% off plus double Patriot points on Brain Force Plus, Ultra 12, Vitamin D3 gummies, Ultimate Krill Oil. That's a huge deal. Lung Cleanse Plus, Fizzy Magnesium, Prostagard, Ultimate Fish Oil, VasoBeat Complete, 40% off on Knockout Sleep Support, Alpha Power, Living Defense Plus, Whole Food Multivitamin, Pollen Block, Survival Shield X2, all Dr. Jones Natural products, massively discounted 40%, and up to 60% off in double Patriot points on Super Female Vitality. And finally, save a massive 75% off on hair and beard support formula. It's 75% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And don't forget, Al Jones is right t-shirt while you're there.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Gary W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Living crisis has, of course, been exacerbated by the current thing, the war in Ukraine, and nowhere has that pain been felt greater than in Germany, where, as we reported last week, they're now panic buying stoves and firewood to heat their homes because they fear energy rationing is going to be brought in for the winter. We had this article a couple of days ago. Germans warned of hot water rationing limit to maximum allowed room temperatures. This was a comment by Hamburg's environment minister, who warned Germans that hot water could be rationed and limits on maximum room temperatures introduced as a result of the energy crisis, which of course has been exacerbated by this blind, unyielding support for Ukraine, pouring weapons into the conflict, ensuring it lasts as long as possible. State Environment Minister Jens Kirsten announced that the hot water supply for private households could be reduced. Again, this is all part of the agenda to lower your living standards as part of the Great Reset, to make sure that you are energy dependent on basically the technocrats. And there was another report today. This is out of the Global Mail of Canada. Germany's largest residential landlord, Vonovia, to reduce heating for tenants to save energy. This is the largest residential landlord in Germany. It owns 490,000 apartments. Again, you'll own nothing and you'll be happy. You'll freeze in your apartment and you'll be happy. They apparently have the power to remotely turn down people's heating in the apartments that they own, probably through smart meters, I would guess. But it says Germany's largest residential landlord will reduce heating for tenants in many of its apartments at night, as Europe's biggest economy braces for possible gas crunch with failing Russian fossil fuel imports. Of course, Germany is dependent on Russia for its gas imports to a degree of over 30%. Russia has threatened to restrict the gas flow through Nord Stream even further as we inch towards the autumn and winter colder months. The company, which owns 490,000 apartments in Germany, will cut heating output between 11 p.m. and 6 a.m. to 17 degrees Celsius, a spokesperson for the company said. And of course, that's just the opening salvo. The environment minister in Hamburg is talking about restricting people's hot water at certain times of the day. Maybe they'll go back to a three-day-a-week thing like we had here in the UK, where there were electricity power cuts for hours and hours and hours every single day as our living standards decline in line with the Great Reset agenda. That's what they want. It's for the planet. They'll continue to fly on, you know, CO2-belching helicopters and private jets as they talk about this at Davos, of course. Says tenants will be able to use their heating as usual during the day. Oh, how gracious of them. And in the evening hours, the rationing will not affect hot water supply. And again, you think about some of these apartments in eastern Germany near Russia. Gets pretty frigging cold in the winter months. Gets really cold in some areas. Says the reduced heating schedule will be rolled out gradually over the coming months and will be fully in place by the start of autumn. Little wonder then that Germans are panic buying stoves and firewood, as I just mentioned. Meanwhile, on the same kind of subject, from tomorrow, and this is from yesterday, in fact, because this article was posted 2 days ago, all new vehicles in the EU will have surveillance black boxes. But don't worry, they're saying it's voluntary, at least for now. These black boxes will measure technical data based on the vehicle's speed, braking, steering wheel angle, its incline on the road, and whether the vehicle's various safety systems were in operation, starting with seatbelts. They say the data is not accessible for insurance companies, but it will be accessible to law enforcement. Now, if they've got a black box in your vehicle tracking all that data, of course they're tracking everywhere you go and everything along with that. As Reclaim the Net reports, such systems are expected to eventually include speed-limiting technology. And I make the point in the article that as we move towards a communist Chinese-style social credit score system, your benefits, your privileges, your right to mobility could well be restricted based on your political opinions. We see that in China, with millions of people being prevented from buying plane tickets, train tickets, being prevented from having access to certain areas, certain entertainment events, based on the fact that they posted something spicy on Weibo.com that was critical of the Chinese government. So if you think there's no chance of that arriving in the West, then think again, because we've already had it to some extent. New York to demand social media history for gun ownership. People in New York who want a license for a gun will be required to hand over their social media history in order to pass a character and conduct test
under new legislation. Now, we had CNN discussing this a couple of days ago. CNN suggests gun shops should check buyers' social media pages before agreeing sales. And, of course, it's to just make sure that they're not disturbed individuals. But, of course, when the liberal world order thinks that if you support Donald Trump, you're basically a far-right extremist, you can see how slippery this slope will become. Of course, if they get their way, they're not going to use it to just check for mentally disturbed people. They're going to use it to check for political opinions, offensive social media posts, and they're going to try and deny you your rights based on that. I don't want us to stray too far from the Great Reset, reduction of living standards, cost of living crisis, though. And in fact, let's go to this quick video now. I'll come back and get more into it. This is People Are Losing Interest in the Current Thing, talks about Germany and why polls show that people are less enthusiastic to support the war in Ukraine because of the massive impact on energy that it's having at home. Here is the clip. Whisper it quietly, but Westerners appear to be losing interest in the current thing as diesel and petrol prices continue to soar as the cost of living crisis bites harder. I've noticed that, sadly, some of the Ukraine flags are starting to be taken down. Despite the media and deep state talking heads dubiously claiming for months that Russia was being defeated in Ukraine, it appears as though reality is setting in. This weekend, the Washington Post reported how analysts and US lawmakers are questioning whether American officials have portrayed the crisis in overly rosy terms, and acknowledge that Russian forces are gradually gaining more territory in eastern Ukraine. German television is starting to admit the obvious.
I fürchte, wir haben es jetzt mit einer Lage zu tun, wo wir uns eine unangenehme Wahrheit eingestehen müssen. Und die heißt, dass Russland diesen Krieg gewonnen hat.
Ja. Jetzt?
Jetzt.
Sir Richard Barons, former head of Joint Forces Command, told Sky News Russia is basically now winning. Russia has captured 100% of Luhansk Oblast, the first Ukrainian oblast now completely out of Kiev's control, and the Russian military installed the victory banner in Belogorovka. The Polish Prime Minister also warned today that public interest in the conflict is waning rapidly. I'm afraid that the coming months will bring more indifference, said Mateusz Morawiecki. Meanwhile, Putin has been able to more than cope with the sanctions, thanks to a massive surplus created by soaring oil and gas prices. And last month, the ruble hit a five-year high against the dollar. People in the West, who back in March, thanks to media cheerleading, were pretty gung-ho about the current thing, now appear to be more concerned about the worsening cost of living crisis. A new poll finds that 20 million Germans are threatened with energy poverty, and half the population fears being unable to properly heat their homes this coming winter. In the US, Biden's job approval has fallen to its lowest level ever recorded, and a paltry 11% of Americans believe the White House narrative that Putin is solely to blame for inflation and high gas prices. Looks like the regime may soon require a new current thing with which to distract attention from the real causes, because this one might just have run its course. Now, I'm going to come back on the other side and talk about a satirical article posted on the UN website, which was later withdrawn, basically saying that worldwide hunger is a good thing. But we had another article, Bill Gates granted authority to buy 2,100 more acres of North Dakota farmland. Again, they're waging this war on farmers with the cost of fertilizer increasing across the globe. The farmers, as you saw earlier in Netherlands, are violently protesting because they're going to be hit with these restrictions, which will force them to cull 30% of their livestock. The war is being waged on the farmers. You're being told you'll own nothing and be happy. Meanwhile, Bill Gates is buying vast record amounts of farmland across the United States. Do as we say, not as we do. We'll be back. Summit.news, don't go away.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Would you like to have an abundance of energy without stimulants? Did you know that if you can remove 95% of the toxins from your body and eliminate excessive inflammation, that your cells become younger? This results in more energy, endurance, and a sharper mind. The majority of your body's ability to detoxify and eliminate excessive inflammation is dependent upon intracellular glutathione production. Toxins and aging combine to shut down glutathione production, making supplementation mandatory. But supplemental glutathione does not work. The most effective means of increasing intracellular glutathione production is by consuming two peptides called gamma-glutamylcysteine and cysteine. There's only one food in nature that supplies both of these peptides in high concentrations. That food is non-denatured whey protein concentrate. The only non-denatured whey protein on the market is Green Meadow Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestweyprotein.net. That's bestweyprotein.net.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
You're listening to Summit Doc News with Paul Joseph Watson.
Being told you'll own nothing and you'll be happy. Farmers in the Netherlands are being told that they're basically going to go out of business. Multi-generational businesses completely biting the dust as a result of technocratic, globalist, green energy, climate change policies. They're going to be forced off their land, but Bill Gates is going to continue buying land in vast quantities of acreage across the United States. Of course, one of the issues in the Netherlands is the fact that they're the biggest exporter of meat in Europe, one of the biggest in the world, and yet that capacity is going to be drastically reduced if these regulations, which won't be applied to the airline industry, are passed. Again, making the Netherlands and making much of Europe dependent on foreign imports of food and maybe dependent on eating the bugs. Interesting parallel with this is the fact that the UN, and this is out of valiantnews.com, has deleted a satirical article detailing the benefits of world hunger after an online backlash. The UN has removed a satirical article from their website that detailed the benefits of world hunger after its discovery online sparked an online backlash. It was entitled The Benefits of World Hunger. It was written by Professor George Kent, originally published in June 2008. He said, quote, in this article, we sometimes talk about hunger in the world as if it were a scourge that all of us want to see abolished, adding that hunger was actually a great positive value to many people. Indeed, it's fundamental to the working of the world's economy, Hungry people are the most productive people, especially where there's a need for manual labor. Interesting that that was posted and then deleted from the UN website, again describing basically the serfs as exactly that, under a neo-feudalist system, where they're forced off the land and there's not a land of plenty, a land of milk and honey, and we're all dependent on these technocratic globalist institutions merely to be fed. I remind listeners that things like meat were a delicacy, things like beef were a delicacy in communist China right up until the late 80s, where it was like a monthly treat that you could have a little slither of beef. I think that's what they have in mind for us. Many people aren't happy with it, though. That's why you see massive riots and demonstrations across the continent. Let's go to this clip now, though, because I want to come back and talk about this. We've also got some safe and effective vaccine news to cover. But the farmers in the Netherlands are being treated similarly to how the Freedom Convoy truckers were treated in Canada. And another story that basically flew under the radar over the past few days was this government-funded booklet being sent out to schools in Canada that tells school children to be suspicious of people who use, quote, the free speech argument. Here is the clip. Video is entitled, Guess What He's Done Now? Let's roll it. After the Freedom Convoy outrage, did you think that the Trudeau regime might back off for a bit?
Well, think again.
The Canadian government, via taxpayers, has funded a booklet being sent to schools across the country that teaches children to be wary of people who use, quote, the free speech argument, because it was among the common defences of hate propaganda. The point of this free toolkit is to help parents, educators and the community identify and intervene when a young person is being groomed and recruited by a white supremacist movement before it's too late. The country's diversity minister, yes, that's an actual position, more like clown world minister, Ahmed Hussein, told reporters that brainwashing kids to be paranoid about free speech would help, quote, teach core values to our kids. Listen, when your core value is to denigrate and disavow one of the founding bedrock principles of your country, you've lost your country. The book also urges educators to correct kids who express support for problematic political leaders like Donald Trump. It also denounces the red ensign flag as a hate symbol, because its usage denotes a desire to return to Canada's demographics before 1967, when it was predominantly white. Like being white is a bad thing. It isn't. Hussein approved $268,400 funding for the booklet titled Confronting and Preventing Hate in Canadian Schools. Wait, so it's okay to teach four-year-olds that there are 200 different genders? It's okay to expose children to transvestite strippers in the form of drag queen story time? But telling them that free speech is anything other than a dirty, dangerous concept? Oh no, we can't have that! This isn't education, it's re-education. It's hyper-partisan social engineering. Lest we forget that this is the same government that responded to Canadian truckers expressing their free speech by brutalizing them with riot cops, freezing their bank accounts and treating them like domestic terrorists. Your kids are being taught that free speech is hate propaganda, while the state itself uses actual hate propaganda to demonize an entire segment of society. Who knew that the guy who said he admired China's dictatorship...
Admiration I actually have for China. Their, you know, basic dictatorship...
would end up doing all this to Canada. Now, we talked about the social credit system emerging in the West in terms of New York trying to pass new legislation demanding social media history for gun ownership, but also CNN saying that social media pages should be checked before people are allowed to buy guns. We also have this out of Remix News. Left-wing German minister wants to seize guns from members of conservative AfD party, again claiming they're all extremists because they support an alternative right-wing political party. We also had in the UK, and this brings us to our final clip, Halifax Bank openly saying that people who express offensive concepts, ideas, or use offensive words on the internet will have their bank accounts cancelled. This is called They Made It Worse. Here is the clip. Well, if you thought Halifax couldn't put their foot in it even more, think again. Fresh from treading on one giant steaming turd, they just trod on another one. For those who missed it, Halifax Bank put out a cringe tweet virtue signalling about gender pronouns, and a follow-up statement asserting that the policy would help avoid accidental misgendering. Cue massive backlash, but instead of letting that backlash dissipate, they doubled down by allowing some woke staffer called Andy to tell customers to close their accounts if they didn't like it. Countless customers then did close their accounts, costing the bank millions of pounds worth of investment. Experts called it the worst PR blunder in British business history. But instead of apologising or just letting it go, they made it even worse. Instead of reaching out to customers who are thinking of cancelling their accounts and trying to convince them politely otherwise, they're now threatening to report them to the police. Halifax linked to its inclusion and diversity policy where it said it would contact police if people behave in an inappropriate way towards their social media channels, and described inappropriate behaviour as racist, sexist, homophobic, transphobic or ableist behaviour. Such action may include account closure or contacting the police if necessary. Yeah, your local friendly bank will now, at best, shut down your account if you express political views or use words that they deem to be offensive, or at worst, they'll actually try to get you convicted and thrown in prison for it. Remember when banks were places to keep your money, and not political commissars acting on behalf of the thought police, checking for disloyalty towards regime messaging? Oh, how we miss the good old days. Got a couple of minutes left, so I'm going to wade into this latest COVID news. Daily Skeptic reports twice as many vaccine deaths as COVID deaths in the United States. Poll finds there's more than twice as many Americans have lost a household member to a COVID vaccine injury as have lost one to COVID. Gee, I wonder why that is. That's a shocking finding of a new poll of 1,500 Americans carried out by the polling company Pollfish. 3.6% of respondents said someone in their household had died from COVID-19, but 7.9% said one had died as a result of COVID vaccination. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but last time I checked, deaths from COVID vaccines weren't supposed to be double deaths from COVID itself. Surely they wouldn't lie to us. Meanwhile, Information Liberation reports, Alberta reports unprecedented increase in ill-defined and unknown cases of death in 2021. Of course, we've also got this bizarre rise in unexplained deaths happening in the UK at the moment. They're blaming solar flares and all kinds of other new reasons that just suddenly cropped up in the last 6 months. God knows why. Deaths with unknown and ill-defined causes are now the Canadian province of Alberta's top killer, CTV News reports. It says Alberta is reporting an unprecedented increase in ill-defined and unknown causes of death in 2021. The category is leading the way over dementia. That was in the top spot since 2016. Then it was COVID, but now they've just got all these ill-defined and unknown deaths as people mysteriously just suddenly collapse around the globe and no one has any clue as to what could possibly be causing it. Baby smothered in full face mask was full of joy, claims photographer. This is the shocking image of a baby, an infant, on a plane in New Zealand. It's full face covered with the mask. They cut out generously a couple of holes for the baby's eyes. But apparently, babies who are notorious for fiddling around and having tantrums at a drop of a notice was completely happy with having its entire face smothered with this blue surgical mask. And it was giggling, it was joyful, it was happy, according to the official story. Of course, we know that speech impediments, cognitive disorders are way up because of parents wearing masks and forcing their kids to wear masks. That's going to wrap it up for Summit News. War Room is coming up next. Summit.news, don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.